The world's filled with awesome attractions that really get your heart racing. But as exhilarating as they can be, some push the limits of fun way too far. Whether it's stomach-churning swing sets thousands of feet over a frickin' canyon, extreme thrill rides built on top of buildings, or even plank walks carved into literal mountainsides, get your helmets and harnesses on, because we're taking a ride on some of the scariest attractions in the world.
You're listening to
be amazed. The very top of the Strat Hotel in Las Vegas doesn't have a penthouse suite, but it does have Insanity, a thrill ride designed to make even the most daring adrenaline junkies a little squeamish. Riders are seated under a large mechanical claw that veers over the edge of the hotel. So how high is the fall? Well, just 900 feet. That means if anyone was unlucky enough to fall from this ride, it'd take nearly 8 seconds until they reach the ground. Fortunately, riders here are secured by lap bar restraints and... Wait, just lap bars? Not even an extra seat belt? Okay, I feel unsafe and I'm just sitting in my office right now. After passengers are secured, the claw dangles its victims over the edge of the hotel before tilting them 70 degrees downwards, all while spinning them around at a ferocious 40 miles per hour. That really is insane. But apparently having just one terrifying thrill ride wasn't enough for the Strat, because just below Insanity, at a height of 866 feet, is Xtreme. The nail-biting attraction consists of a 68-foot straight piece of track which carries a single open top car. Okay, that doesn't sound scary at all. However, when the ride starts, the track pivots like a seesaw, causing the car to roll forwards at 30 miles per hour along the track, 30 feet past the edge of the hotel before suddenly braking. Jeez. It then tilts, rolling the car back before tilting again and launching the car forwards. Man, I feel sick. What if those brakes fail? Well, powerful magnets in the beams repel against magnets in the car, meaning the car comes to a stop every time and is 100% reliable even if all electrical power is lost. Still, I think I'm gonna stay in my office, thank you very much. Let's stay closer to the ground now and head over to Ferrari World in Abu Dhabi. This theme park features a whole host of motor-related roller coasters like the Fiorano GT Challenge and Mission Ferrari, which both launch their riders around courses at high speeds, all designed to be as exhilarating as driving a Ferrari. But the jewel in Ferrari World's crown is the Formula Rosa roller coaster, which emulates the Formula One experience. Formula Rosa is fitted with a hydraulic launch system, a similar concept to those that catapult fighter jets off the aircraft carriers. The power this generates is enough to launch riders around the 1.3-mile-long course in just 92 seconds. When it comes to top speed, the Formula Rosa roller coaster hits an electrifying 149 miles per hour, making it the fastest roller coaster in the world, and a whole 20 miles per hour faster than the coaster in second place. This ride even zips about 11 miles per hour quicker than the average speed of Formula One cars. In fact, this roller coaster is so rapid, riders have to wear safety glasses to protect their eyes from insects or sand, which can cause blindness at these speeds. The track also features a series of sharp turns and sudden drops capable of generating a gravitational force, or G-force, of 4.8. making it the joint 8th highest G-force experienced on any roller coaster in the world. If you didn't know, 1G is the force it takes to keep your feet stuck on the ground. Experiencing 4.8G produces the feeling of being pushed down by 4.8 times your body weight. So basically, people pay money to whiz around at 149 miles per hour, all while feeling like they're getting crushed by 4.8 times their own body weight. We humans are really weird, aren't we? Prior to the creation of the Formula Rosa, Kingda Ka, founded Six Flags New Jersey, was the world's fastest coaster ride, clocking up an impressive speed of 128 miles per hour. That, coupled with the fact that this thing stretches to a neck-breaking 456 feet tall, makes it one of the world's most thrilling rides. But things got even more exhilarating in 2014 when the Zumanjaro Drop of Doom was built inside the Kingda Ka roller coaster. This soaring 415-foot drop tower is both the tallest and fastest in the world. It starts by hauling three separate gondolas up 415 feet, well over 100 feet taller than the Statue of Liberty. Considering that Zumanjaro is integrated into Kingdom Come, there's even a chance the rapid roller coaster ride will whiz right past passengers suspended at the top of the tower. After taking in the view and perhaps dodging the Kingdom Come roller coaster, Zumanjaro's gondolas drop back down at a gnarly 90 miles per hour, with the ride stopping just in time to prevent passengers becoming pancakes. In all, it takes less than 10 seconds for Zumanjaro to plunge down over 400 feet. Yikes, I'm getting a head rush just thinking about it. If you're getting second thoughts about ever visiting an amusement park again, don't worry. I know somewhere you can get all the thrills and entertainment you need, and that's right here. I think I need to lie down for a bit, and what better place to do that than this comfy-looking bed? Looks relaxing, right? Except this isn't any old bed. It's actually suspended some 1,200 feet in the air. That's 100 feet taller than the Eiffel Tower. But don't worry, this mattress isn't just hanging from the cliff face, it's actually found inside the Sky Lodge Adventure Suite, a unique hanging hotel made up of three transparent pods secured to the Peruvian Andes mountainside. Any eager explorers who want amazing views while being literally bolted into the rock as they lay in bed can either climb up the mountain and cross a rope bridge or zipline their way to this lofty lodge. Inside, the 24-foot long and 8-foot high pods feature a bedroom, dining area, and private bathroom with an eco-toilet and sink. On top of that, guests are also prepared a gourmet meal with wine. Amazing as having a meal with those views would be, the thought of being tipsy in a glass pod 1,200 feet in the air is enough to make me head straight for that eco-toilet. Still, a one-night stay at this petrifying pod will set you back over $400. Man, I don't know who will find this attraction scarier, you or your wallet. On the other side of South America, nearly 2,000 miles east of the spine-chilling Sky Lodge Adventure Suites, is the Aldeia das Águas Park Resort in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. And this water park has one attraction that stands above the rest. Literally. Say hello to the Kilimanjaro Water Slide. Thrill seekers must trek up 234 steps to arrive at the top of the ride. Sounds exhausting, but that's the easy part. Topping out at just under 164 feet, Kilimanjaro Waterslide is the tallest water slide in the world. In fact, it's so high that it even eclipses the nearby Christ the Redeemer by over 40 feet. But elevation alone isn't what makes this slide so scary. For the first 3 seconds, riders only experience a gradual slope, then suddenly the slope drops down to 60 degrees, resulting in riders picking up a pace of 57 miles per hour. Considering riders aren't secured to a cart, that's a scary speed. It's said that 1/3 of riders journey up before chickening out. Quick, let's slide onto the next attraction before I get even more scared. Brazil isn't the only place where you'll find a wicked watery attraction. Across the globe in Yokohama, Japan, there's another water-based ride that'll test the nerve of even the most extreme adventurers. At first, Vanish Roller Coaster at Cosmo World Amusement Park may seem like a pretty regular ride. It's got loops and drops like any other. That is, until the ride gets 90 seconds in, when the coaster suddenly dive-bombs straight into the water below. After dropping riders down a steep slope, the ride just disappears into a watery vortex. At least that's what it looks like. In reality, passengers dart through a dark underwater tunnel lit by LED lights before reappearing back above the water surface just a few seconds later. It may not have the most daring drops or the most soaring speeds, but any ride that makes passengers look like they're being slammed face first into a watery grave gets my vote as a super scary attraction. Japan clearly has a thing for hair-raising attractions, because less than 300 miles west of Yokohama at the nearby Owaji Island exists a ride that'll have film buffs crawling behind their couch. This is the home of Nijigen no Mori, a theme park dedicated to none other than Godzilla. Visitors to the park's museum and studio can get a closer look into the world of Godzilla from the big screen, but the main attraction at Nijigen no Mori has to be the Godzilla Interception Operation Owaji. the world's first life-size Godzilla. That's not all, though. This man-made Godzilla is also part of a ride. Park visitors can jump on a 531-foot-long zipline that dangles them 49 feet above the ground. That's like traveling the length of three Olympic-sized swimming pools, all while being close to the height of a five-story building. Yet the scariest part of this attraction is where the passengers end up. As the zipline races towards its climax, zipliners finish their journey by zooming straight through Godzilla's mouth. Luckily, you don't end up in his stomach, you just come out the other side. Still, I'm not sure ziplining into a realistic-looking megamouth with that many teeth is something I could stomach. Godzilla Interception Operation Awaji isn't the only attraction to feature a prehistoric-looking predator. Crocosaurus Cove's Cage of Death in Darwin, Australia is every bit as nail-biting as it sounds. Essentially, this attraction puts visitors, face-to-face with one of the world's most feared animals, crocodiles. To start, participants enter an acrylic tube about 1.5 inches thick and 10 feet high. At first, they're dangled above the water while the crocs feast right before their eyes. Soon after, the tube is lowered into the water for 15 minutes, bringing anyone inside face to face with one of the world's scariest sights. Especially so since the critters here are saltwater crocodiles. If you didn't know, saltwater crocs are the largest reptiles on the planet, reaching lengths of more than 23 feet and weighing in at over 2,200 pounds. On top of that, their extremely powerful jaws bite with a force of 3,700 pounds of pressure per square inch. The strongest bite in the animal kingdom, and more than double the force it takes to break a human femur. That's the strongest bone in the human body. Sounds like just the critter you want to go eyeball to eyeball with in the water. Not. Canada's Wonderland Amusement Park thankfully doesn't have any crocodiles, but its main attraction can still leave daredevils crying for their mommies. Soaring some 223 feet in the air, the Yukon Striker, a steel dive coaster, is the tallest of its kind in the world. In case you didn't know, dive coasters are a type of roller coaster that feature plenty of steep, vertical drops. These rides also hold passengers at the top of the drop for a few seconds, just to make the wait before the fall even more agonizing. And the Yukon Striker is the most agonizing of all dive coasters. The ride starts by veering passengers over the edge of a 90-degree drop before racing down at speeds of 80 miles per hour, making this the fastest dive coaster in the world. Oh god, I think I'm gonna throw up. If that wasn't enough, Yukon Striker, with a length of 3,625 feet, is also the world's longest dive coaster. This bad boy even features a complete 360-degree loop, something never before seen on one of these rides. Right, so it's the tallest, longest, and fastest dive coaster in the world, plus it's got a 360-degree loop. Yeah, I get why it's called the Yukon Striker now. It's striking fear into my heart. This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. Life is a journey, and honestly, some days just feel a lot heavier than others. Whether it's something specific keeping you up at night or just a general sense of feeling overwhelmed, it's so easy to fall into the trap of thinking you have to figure every single thing out on your own, but no one has all the answers, and the truth is, no journey should be walked alone. Since May is Mental Health Awareness Month, it's the perfect time to check in with yourself. If you've been feeling stuck or anxious lately, I want you to know those feelings are more common than we think, and having someone with you to actually listen and support you can make all the difference. That's where BetterHelp comes in. They have over 30,000 fully licensed therapists who work under a strict code of conduct. They've served over 6 million people globally and really prioritize getting the match right for your specific needs. If you aren't happy with your therapist, you can switch at any time. You don't have to be on this journey alone. Find support and have someone with you in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. Halfway across the world, Wuling Yuan in China isn't revered for any blood-curdling coasters. Instead, this place is known for its scenic beauty, as more than 3,000 sandstone pillars tower over the forest landscape here. But built into the side of a cliff is, wait for it, an elevator! Yeah, you heard that right. The Bylong Elevator, as it's known, takes passengers up a vomit-inducing 1,070 feet in the air. That makes this the world's tallest outdoor elevator. If going up to such heights in an elevator wasn't scary enough, this attraction is also fitted with glass windows letting you see exactly how far your fall to the ground will be. If you're still not feeling queasy, then let me tell you, this lift is also purported to be one of the world's fastest passenger elevators, soaring up to close to 12 miles per hour. While an elevator embedded into a cliff face sounds dangerous enough as it is, the thrills ain't over yet. Wulingyuan is also known as an earthquake hotspot. Not ideal when you're hundreds of feet up in a glass elevator. Thankfully, the lift cars are all fitted with earthquake detectors to allow for a speedy evacuation in case of a quake. Earthquake detectors or not, the Bylong elevator attraction still sounds scary on so many levels. Considering that the Great Wall of China is one of the world's most popular destinations, attracting more than 10 million tourists per year, you'd presume it'd be pretty leisurely to visit. And for the most part, it is, but that can't be said for the G&Co portion of the Great Wall, however. This 12-mile section, found 45 miles north of Beijing, is known for being the most dangerous. One part in particular, known as the Heavenly Ladder, is comprised of 70 steep stone steps that were built into a 260 feet tall cliff. Being such a rural section of the Great Wall, there aren't any safety procedures or guides to ensure people complete the climb unharmed. As a result, it's not uncommon for tourists to injure themselves by falling onto the cliffside. Not so heavenly now, is it? Just over 400 miles south of that agonizing ascent is yet another crazy Chinese attraction. Veering over the edge of a cliff on Fuji Mountain is this sketchy staircase. With no guardrails and a narrowing staircase, anyone with vertigo should rule this attraction as a no-go. That being said, this white stairway to heaven isn't quite as perilous as it first seems. While it's not known how far a drop down the edge is, another angle shows the staircase doesn't actually veer over the cliff. On top of that, there's also a soft cushion landing for anybody that falls off. The things we do for a photo op. But China has something of an obsession with strange steps, as this bizarre 300-foot spiral staircase found in the Taihong Mountains in China's Henan Province proves. Built in an effort to boost tourism, this towering structure offers adventurers the thrill of climbing great heights without the ever-impending threat of falling over the edge. Despite that, this attraction isn't for the faint-hearted. The climb is so strenuous, over 60s aren't allowed on the staircase. Phew, at least that rules me out. I mean, what scary attraction have we got next? You thought China was done there with its super scary attractions? No way. In the isolated Huangshan Mountains in the Anhui province of eastern China is the Mount Hua hiking trail, believed to be the most dangerous of its kind in the world. To reach the highest summit on the mountain's south peak, explorers must traverse through narrow pathways and up vertical sky ladders. But what Mount Hua hiking trail is really infamous for is the plank walk. I mean, just one look at this thing and I know it's not safe. For starters, the wood slats are rammed together by nails, while the plank itself is only 12 inches wide. Tourists have to carefully cross this 330-foot-long plank walk with the threat of dropping down over 7,000 feet. Luckily, they're secured by metal railings and a harness. But nevertheless, even a slim chance of falling down a distance close to 3 times the height of the Burj Khalifa, the tallest building in the world, is enough to keep me up at night. Horrifyingly, it's rumored that around 100 people perish attempting the Mount Hua plank walk every year. Comparatively, every year around 4 people perish on roller coasters. I always knew exercise was bad for you. Created in 2002, Ordovician Theme Park in Chongqing, central China, is home to the largest concentration of sky-high attractions in the world. Usually getting pushed on a swing is one of life's simple pleasures, but not here. Tourists are strapped to their swing seat before being pulled back 90 degrees and pushed out some 1,000 feet over the valley. The park's Gap Bridge, which is essentially a glorified horizontal ladder, tasks participants with jumping between each ledge, which look to be a couple of feet apart. Oh, and this is all while they're 500 feet above the ground. Can you imagine falling through one of those gaps? Fortunately for participants, they're secured by a harness, but even still, you've got to agree that's an attraction straight from the pits of hell. As for the bed at the Ordovician theme park, you'd think it'd give visitors some much-needed time to recover from all the harrowingly high activities, but no. This bed, which holds two people, is held up by several cable lines that suspended 1,000 feet in the air. Even though passengers are harnessed to the suspension line, having a nap in this bed would be enough to give you nightmares for life. Assuming you lived long enough to leave Ordovician theme park. Glenwood Canyon in western Colorado, U.S. is known for its rugged scenery and 1,300 feet deep canyon. Not exactly what I would call the safest place for a theme park, but the creators of Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park disagree. It features daring rides like the Defiance roller coaster and Alpine coaster, which is more of a toboggan, but the real reason adrenaline junkies flock here is to try another ride. This menacing mechanism uses a pressure-powered swing to propel participants back and forth, dangling over the edge of a 1,300-foot drop. If that wasn't terrifying enough, it swings at a top speed of 50 miles per hour and takes riders to a near vertical swinging arc. Oh my goodness. Glass bridges have become a big tourist hit in recent years, so much so that throughout China there are currently a staggering 2,300 glass bridges. But as cool as they look in pictures, it's a whole other thing actually walking over one. Take East Haihang Glass Walk, found in the mountains of the Hebei province of eastern China. This crossing is positioned a stomach-churning 715 feet above the valley floor. That's a scary look down, even more so when that glass walkway starts cracking under you. That's exactly what happened to some poor tourists back in 2017. Luckily for them, though, this is just a cruel prank. The cracking glass was actually a special effect activated by infrared sensors when someone was walking across the glass panel, triggering the cracking visuals. The prank was so scary, the administration of East Taihang issued an apology for any distress caused, saying the effect was designed to be provocative. Yeah, provoking a heart attack. Just over 500 miles north of this brutal bridge, you'll find another glass Chinese crossing, the Jiangjiajie Glass Bridge. This glass-bottom bridge is the world's longest and highest, stretching 1,411 feet across and 984 feet above the Zhangjiajie Grand Canyon. Fortunately, there's no cracking sound effects on this walkway. Unfortunately, the glass here has actually cracked. If crossing over a glass walkway nearly 1,500 feet in the air wasn't worrisome enough, some tourists were invited to smash some of the glass panels with a sledgehammer. Yeah, you heard that right. After a dozen blows, the first layer of glass splintered, but the lower two layers remained in perfect condition. Apparently, that test wasn't vigorous enough, so they decided to roll a 2-ton Volvo SUV carrying 11 people over the cracked panels. Yet the bridge didn't buckle. These crazy tests are all to convince people of just how strong Jiangjiajie Glass Bridge is. Well, to me, this attraction is just one bridge too far. Wave pools are effectively swimming pools in which there are artificially generated large waves. They're incredibly popular and can be used by surfers looking to practice or swimmers looking to feel realistic ocean waves without the beachside hassle. However, one wave pool found at the Summerlin Water Park in Tokyo regularly attracts tens of thousands of people looking to cool off during the heat of summer. The result? A pool so packed it's hard to find the water. But for many, this isn't a problem, as the surges of water do the moving for them, meaning they don't need to swim to cool off. Still, that looks so dangerous, not to mention unhygienic and claustrophobic. But cramped conditions were the last thing on the minds of bathers in the pool of China's Shuiyun Water Park back in 2019. It was supposed to be a fun day out at the wave pool for the hundreds there, but people began to grow concerned when they were getting splashed by heavier and heavier waves. Then, the wave pool produced an enormous tidal wave, launching swarms of swimmers into the air. The whopping wave injured 44 people, with 5 of those hurt ending up in hospital for injuries including fractured ribs. Ouch. While rumors spread on social media that the wave pool operator was drunk, officials at the water park attributed the blame to a power cut on the machinery. Whatever the cause, that's enough reason for me to wave goodbye to these attractions for good. And breathe. Whew. That rounds up the world's scariest attractions. Have you ridden or experienced any of these for yourself? Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll see you again next time you want to be amazed. You're listening to